You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN, 9 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Thursday evening. Bundle up. The temperature is going to be dropping. Maybe it's a good weekend to stay inside and do your taxes. We're going to talk to Jeff Harlow. He's the immediate past chair of the Illinois CPA Society. Talked to us earlier, I guess it would have been last year, about taxes and has some great insight. Kevin, do you do your own taxes?
I do not.
Mary, you do your own taxes?
My husband does them with TurboTax, and he's exactly like you. He's been working on them every day for the last, like, month, badgering me. When am I getting this form? When am I getting it?
I'm still waiting on a few forms. Yeah. But, yeah, I love doing it, and it's really
so
crazy because I owe money. I mean, it's not like I'm going to be getting a pot of gold back, but I just love plugging the numbers in and seeing what's going on. Kevin, you should try it. It's really a lot of fun.
I'm good.
Hey,
yeah,
listen,
me too.
Will you give me a ride home tonight? Because I think my car isn't starting in the garage.
You're asking Mary, right?
Oh, you've already tried? What do you mean?
I was down there because I had a few issues going on, and I think it's a security thing where it just went dead. It's not a battery.
What?
The horn's going off. Like, I can't start it because I think I've tried too many times to start it or something, and now it's like... It won't let me for carjacking reasons. So,
what?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it happened once before. I'm hoping that it starts when I go downstairs. Either that, so you guys can draw straws for who wins.
You're kind of out of the way.
You're on the way for Mary.
What? Okay. Not at all.
I would drive you home, Mary.
I'm on the same way as you, Kevin.
I would drive you home, Kevin.
Well, I'm on the way. Like, you're
I got the Uber number.
I'll drive you home if you need to.
You would. You would, too, because you're that nice of a guy. Mary?
It's popcorn and wine night, sorry.
Popcorn and wine, that sounds absolutely terrible. All right.
It's an odd combo.
Yeah.
It's my Thursday night special.
What's Wednesday?
Leftovers, usually.
So popcorn and wine, do you watch a movie or something? Or
I watch something on Netflix, usually.
Is it red wine?
Whatever, red or white.
And popcorn.
I think tonight I might go red.
That just doesn't, Kevin, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, if you do it every week, I mean, it must be kind of good, I guess.
Oh, I love popcorn.
Mine's popcorn and beer night and watch the Blackhawks after I drive Steve home.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The Hawks are on too. Oh, okay.
You could come in, but I don't think that's allowed for the COVID restrictions.
Yes.
But so just drop me off, turn around. Actually, maybe you could help me with my driveway when we get up there.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay, I'll just take the ride home. Kevin Powell, Mary Vandeveld, Lauren Lapka, helping us out tonight. Okay, so if you've got a question for the tax man, give us a call at 312-981-7200, or you can send us a text as well, 312-981-7200. Jeff Harlow is a CPA, the immediate past chair of the Illinois CPA Society. Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Steve, it's great to be back.
All right, so as a CPA, does it bug you when you hear that people are using TurboTax? I know I've asked you that before.
No, it doesn't at all. It's a classic thing. We're a service. We prepare individual tax returns for people in situations where we add value. And there are a lot of situations where people would not get any value from having us do it. And for folks like that, I'm glad there are tools like TurboTax available for them to use.
It's changed a lot, hasn't it, with the tax reform bill under the Trump administration? It seems like almost everyone would be using the standard deduction now.
Certainly, I think it's somewhere in the high 80s or low 90% of American taxpayers claiming the standard deduction. It is way, way up compared to what it used to be.
What would be the income level of someone who's not using the standard deduction?
You know, it's really not an income level type thing.
Okay.
You know, the key differentiator I found is having a mortgage. Because for individuals, there are basically four deductions you can take: medical expenses, state and local taxes, charitable contributions, and mortgage interest. The taxes are capped to 10% or $10,000.
Right.
The medical expense threshold for most people, you know, knock wood, is so high that they're not going to claim any deduction there. So for a married couple, you got to come up with $25,000 worth of itemized deductions between your $10,000 state and local tax, your mortgage interest, and your charitable contributions. So without a mortgage and without being somewhat charitable, regardless of your level of income, you're probably not going to claim you're probably not going to itemize.
So you got to have a lot of house to get up there.
Generally speaking, you do, or be incredibly charitable. I mean, I've seen people that don't make a whole lot of money, but are very, very charitable, and as a result are able to itemize.
God bless them. That's all the time I have, because I'm not charitable at all, Jeff. I'm sorry about that. All right, Jeff Harlow is on the phone line now. If you've got a question for him about your taxes, this is a good time to call. Patrick has called on the Team Hochberg phone line. Patrick, I should say Stuart. I'm thinking Patrick Stewart. Stuart. how weird is that? I'm not even a Trekkie. What can we help you with
tonight, Steve?
Good, thanks.
Maybe I can help you. I'm a chauffeur for a limousine company. If you need a ride home, let me know.
303 East Wacker. Yeah, okay, good. I'll call you.
I'll have to leave now. I'm in Rockford, though. my question was, last year for about 2 months, I did collect unemployment, and I never got a 1099. I tried. I got an email, and I tried, and it was just, I kept running into roadblocks, and I thought, I'll get one in the mail. Well, I never got one, and I don't know if I even need it, because I did have taxes taken out up front, and I just file easy form, so I'm not sure if I'd even need the 1099.
Yeah, it's a really good question. I guess my first reaction, quite honestly, is to look at the calendar. It's February 4th. The 1099s were supposed to be issued by January 31st.
Right.
So I think it's still a little bit early to get too concerned about not receiving the Form 1099-G. I really do think it would be helpful to have it. The income needs to go into your tax return. The withholding needs to go into your tax return. And it's very seldom that the withholding exactly matches the amount of tax due on the income. Sometimes the withholding is more and you get a refund. Sometimes the withholding is less and you end up owing a little bit. But I will tell you, on the website for the Illinois Department of Employment Security, it's www.ides.gov.
I've spent a lot of time on there, and it's always a nightmare.
Yeah, I can hear you. I just wanted to make sure you were aware there was a place there where allegedly you can get your 1099-G online. I will say this. And I'm not normally the most sympathetic person when it comes to government agencies, but with the unemployment insurance fraud that's going on right now, I know the IDES is overwhelmed with it. I also know that they're very concerned about issuing incorrect 1099-Gs to individuals that were victims of unemployment insurance fraud. So I wouldn't be shocked if they're taking a little bit longer process things, just to make sure everything's okay. So I guess, at least for the time being, I would suggest just being a little bit more patient. If it's still a couple weeks from now and you haven't gotten it, then all I can suggest, quite honestly, is continue trying to call them or use the website.
Thanks for the call, Stuart. And
thank you very much.
I'll see you out front in 15 minutes.
All right. Yeah, good luck with your car. Hopefully it starts for you.
I think it will. It's actually something similar has happened before. Okay, so how about this idea that you didn't get the first recovery payment? What was it? Was it $1,200? But you can sort of claw back, Jeff, and get it now. How do you do that?
Yeah, it's actually not all that difficult. The recovery payments, both of them, were technically structured in the law as an advance refund or an advance payment of a 2020 income tax credit. So all you need to do is on your 2020 return is to claim the credit. And I'm having a brain cramp. I don't remember the name of the number of the form right off the top of my head, but it's in there. The one thing that you need to know is how much you already received. Now, if you didn't get anything, that's a real simple answer to come up with. If you got something, though, but you don't remember exactly how much, you can go on to the IRS website, and there is a place where you can look it up. You do have to have an online account with the IRS, which can be a little bit of a pain to set up because, as you can imagine, they're very concerned about identity theft, and so right. They have a number of
I wish
questions.
Everyone was, yeah.
Yeah, really. There are a number of questions to verify that it's really you. Things like, you know, they list the name of four mortgage companies and they ask you which one have you never had a mortgage with or something like that. It can be a little frustrating at times, but if you can get through that process, you've got an online account. It's useful. You can look up how much you already received. And there are a lot of other things you can look up as well.
You didn't expect this, but one of your partners is on the phone line. Al is here.
I expected that, actually. But go
Jeff,
ahead.
You know Al, right? What kind of guy is he?
Al's a sweetheart of a guy.
What's up, Al?
Hey, Jeff and Steve. I actually had a client call me today because they got yesterday a 1099 from the Department of Employment Security about $35,000 that they did not receive.
Wow.
And we happened to contact the department today, and they said they are reissuing a bunch of 1099s to report the fraud. So I don't know if that's going to help anybody, but be patient.
So
You're absolutely right, Jeff.
If you wrongly got a 1099, report the fraud, and then they're going to come out with another batch of 1099s?
They had reported the fraud a couple of months ago when it happened, but they still got the wrong 1099, and that's what the response was today.
All right. Thanks, Al. Call back if you have any more help.
Al, take care. Say hi to everyone.
If you need a ride home, Steve. We'll pick you up. No problem.
It's good to know. Jeff, actually, I was a victim of fraud. Someone got unemployment or filed for unemployment in my name a few weeks ago. And,
oh, goodness.
Yeah. But you know what? It seems as if everything's okay. I went on IDES pretty easily and said that it was fraud. They sent me a backup note in the mail to verify that. And then I went through put a credit freeze on, and that's what made me think of it, because you have to answer all these questions, your mortgage payment and all of that, to get through that. But I think I've been one of the lucky ones. If you got the money and you weren't entitled to the money and you don't want the money, what do you do then? I mean, I think people have had a hard time giving it back.
Quite honestly, I haven't heard of a lot of situations quite like that. What I'm hearing about are people receiving the debit card without any funds on it. And then contacting the IDES. It's a really good question, and I'm afraid that one I don't know the answer to. But I agree with you. The IDES website has, partly because it's happening so darn much, they have really made it a lot easier to report the fraud. If I may, one thing I'd like to mention is, what does somebody do when they get a 1099-G, as in government, reporting unemployment insurance that they never received or were entitled to? There's always that question, my God, what do I do now? This is reporting, as Al said,
right,
$37,000 of income. Well, the IRS has come out. The IRS is very much aware of this extent of fraud. And step one, obviously, is report it to the IDES, the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Make sure they're aware of it. They say that they will issue a corrected 1099-G at some point in time. What the IRS is saying is, go ahead and file your tax return, leaving out any income that you did not receive. So if the $37,000 1099-G, you didn't get any of it, file your tax return. Don't report any of it. And what should happen is, by the time a corrected 1099-G is issued, the IRS computer should just be getting around to looking at things now. But, in fairness or full disclosure, there is a possibility that you'll get a notice. It shouldn't be that difficult to resolve. Sending a letter is the type of thing, especially once you've gotten the corrected 1099-G.
It should
take care of it.
Is it up to your own discretion whether or not to claim a dependent or let them claim themselves? I've got... my daughter was a dependent for half the year and not half the year. So I think it turns out better for me to claim her. I don't know if it does for her. But, is it 50-50 you get to make the decision?
Well, first of all, at least under the law, it's not an elective type thing.
Okay.
You can't just say, it's better for her, so let her claim herself this year. The technical standard is, who provided more than half her support for the entire year? However, there are a couple of caveats there. There's a distinction between somebody who's your child under age 18 or under 24 and a full-time student, and another family member. If your daughter, for example, is 24 or older, and she had over, it's roughly $4,000 of income. Again, I don't remember the exact amount. But in that case, you can't claim her as a dependent. She has to claim herself.
And the filing season starts later this year, right? The IRS pushed it back a little bit. Is that because they were slowed by the pandemic, or why is that?
Primarily because they were slowed by the pandemic. The other thing is they have, actually, I should give credit where credit is due. They've done a very good job of stepping up the fight against tax return fraud. You know, people filing fraudulent tax returns in your name under your Social Security number and then getting a refund. Part of it's that. But the IRS, the state of Illinois, you know, they were hammered, just like a lot of other businesses were, by the COVID pandemic, the office shutdowns, people working remotely, and things like that. Even just today, I checked their website on the reporting of things, and they say that they still have 6.9 million individual tax returns in the processing pipelines. And with respect to people mailing checks to the IRS, you know, and this is the language from their website, they expect to process checks within 60 days of arrival.
Jeff Harlow is the MediaPass chair of the Illinois CPA Society. Jeff, great to talk to you again. We've got to make way for Blackhawk hockey.
Steve, thank you.
You bet. That's going to wrap things up for Chicago's Afternoon News.